Hey,
this is
a school
girl. We are the Schoolgirls, and you are listening to Standing Room Only on KillRadio.org.
Oh, God,
who the fuck are you? Why are you in my studio? What are your names? Hey, the Schoolgirls.
My name is Noah. And I'm
Peter,
not...
Peter.
Peter, you got to get close to the microphone.
And this is Peter.
And this is Bradley.
Bradley, what do you play?
Well, I play guitar by default.
By default? Oh, we'll get into that.
So that's what's the song
And Peter plays guitar, I sing. Yeah. Now, that was Rock and Roll Discotheque, what you just heard.
About Ronnie. Rodney.
About Ronnie Bingenheimer's English Disco in the,
Bingenheimer.
The 70s, yeah.
And that's like one of your most popular songs, right? Like, that's the song
that's,
I heard.
One of the first we ever made.
Yeah, yeah, Steve Jones used to play it on his little Jonesy's jukebox a lot.
It was funny today. Yeah. Steve Jones actually saw me down at my store, and it was after me in the car dropping off something at my CD, and he saw me burning out with my car, and he said... Peter just going to live one more month, he said to my roommate.
He's just going to live one more month?
Yeah. Well, I'm betting you'll live for about 5 weeks.
He was driving recklessly.
Because you've been taking it easy these days.
Yeah. Right. That's not true, though.
So, and Peter, you're drinking Peter's brand Dutch Classic Pilsner. Is that a coincidence, or did you plan that?
No, that's the P-Dog style, y'all.
P-Dog style, that's right.
By the way, we're sober, the rest of the band.
Yeah, I'm sober, too.
Yes, we still that did means, coke.
That,
a cola.
That means we don't party hardy anymore. We party hardy with
we party Jane Simmons style
with our lives.
Yeah, we got to substitute alcohol with sex.
Yeah, and that makes us
okay.
In really abstinence right
so
now.
So
why
don't we continue with the next song? It's called Destiny Girl, and it's about finding the girl of your dreams, who's going to be your soulmate for eternity.
For sure,
sounds
that's
good.
Never gonna happen, but.
All right, we're going to hear some more Schoolgirls here, and then we're going to learn your deepest, darkest secrets. We will know. Mm-hmm. Don't go away. You're listening to Standing Room all day.
For sure.
With Schoolgirls. Live.
Pass the mic.
Pass the mic.
Baby, I love you. Whoever you are, I'll search the world over to find a shining star. Does true love exist, babe? I'm alone and I'm pissed, babe. Baby, baby, are you my destiny, girl? I went to a psychic. She read my tarot cards, and her crystal ball told me nothing about you at all. So I look to the future to let go of the past. Baby, baby, are you my destiny, girl? Is that compatible with mine? I look to the cosmos to find out where love goes. Baby, baby, are you my destiny, girl?
Schoolgirls in the house. How you doing?
Hey, Schoolgirls.
Rock
hey,
and roll.
We're good.
So, we're gonna hear. Whoops. Oh, there's stuff happening over here. We're gonna hear. We're gonna hear some of your
unga bunga.
Your industry secrets. Actually, first I want to ask Peter. Peter's injured. what? You got hit by a drunk driver?
I got hit by a drunk driver. I was trying to get a little bit sobered up, and I went to AA. For a long time, or I still am, and I was going to late night, and I was walking back to my car, and a drunk driver hit me. So the last 15 months, I have 9 surgeries. So
wow,
I
That's really intense.
Yeah, it sucked ass. Worst time in my life.
Oh, my God. I had no idea all that stuff was
going on. But he's back, and he's shredding again.
So yeah. How long were you not able to play, or did you just keep playing?
As long as I could grow 10 centimeters of hair.
Yes. Okay. That's how everyone should measure their life and their success, definitely.
Yeah, he's the bionic guitar player.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. You're going to be like the $6 million guitar player pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Better than before. Faster. Stronger.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
That's enough old TV references.
Guitar Viagra.
You know what? You should have just gotten your right arm replaced by a guitar. That would have been pretty cool.
Edward Guitar Hand.
Yeah. Edward Guitar Arm. That'd be a good hook, you know.
A pick on each other arm.
You could play anywhere on this earth if you had a guitar for an arm.
Yeah. Earth, wind, and fire.
You might get electrocuted in the shower with an electric guitar on.
Yeah. Well, you don't plug it in while you're in the shower.
But it's all about shocking rock and roll.
That's right. That's right.
Snorkel rock.
What is? I'm going to hit you with the tough questions. What is the best venue you've ever played? What's the best place you've ever played? You can remember.
Oh God, that is a tough question. I would say
I liked playing South by Southwest. Was good.
That was cool. Ooh. It wasn't really. It wasn't,
what year was that?
That was a year ago.
Yeah, okay. We always play good
because it's coming up again. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not playing this year because we're recording. So
right,
but we always play good shows. So
we want to hear about that recording.
My favorite is the Key Club. We played that. That's my favorite. Venue.
Yeah, Key Club is good. We've always done Safari good there. Sam was good.
Safari
Sam is always awesome.
I love everything since I've started healing. I appreciate everything much
everything
better.
Everything seems
cool.
When
you think that you might never be able to play guitar again,
can't
you get
stand
really happy.
Echo Lake or Silver Park. I'm just kidding. We love Spaceland and all those.
Yeah, we actually, you know, even though we playing for the hipster crowd. I mean, they're the ones who buy our stuff, and
yeah,
you know, we enjoy performing in a lot of like the.
We like to play it for people that pretend they don't like us.
We started in Echo Park, and we had a legendary party house there for years.
I remember that house. Yeah, I used to go there all the time.
Yeah, it was.
We have a caller. Let's put them on the air.
Hey, caller, you're on the air. You're listening to Standing Room Only. Who is this?
Hi, this is Neil Berkowitz.
Okay, I don't believe your name, but okay. Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, yeah. What do you do when your dog runs away? How do you dull that pain in your life, that void? My dog just ran away, Cody. Has anybody seen a black Labrador?
I'm sorry to hear that.
Where do you live, sir?
Where do you live?
I live in South Compton.
South Compton, no.
So calm.
I wouldn't know because I live in West Hollywood.
Can you help me, please?
Well, we like doing is, on our spare time, is putting on glitter nail polish as we search for lost dogs and cats up the tree.
So, did you
is
hear
Is there
that?
A reward for your missing dog?
They were suggesting putting on glitter nail polish as you search for your dog. I think that's good advice, my friend. What was your name, Neil Sadaka?
Hello? Isn't it a lot of
he's Neil Blender, the
pro skateboarder. Isn't it a lot of runaway dogs in Compton, yo? Yeah,
I believe there are a lot of runaway
I'm very
dogs
sad.
In
I'm very sad that you lost your dog. Okay.
Dog.
Because we are canine owners ourselves, and we love the fur people out there.
But not the fur lover people.
Is he still
running?
He's gone.
He's gone. Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in, Neil.
That's awesome, beautiful. Yeah.
We're sorry that you lost your dog.
Oh, goodness.
But you know what? The schoolgirls are personally going to guarantee that you will get your dog back within 24 hours.
If it's
hours.
A female dog.
Because it's all about the bitches, man.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Dorks.
Let's hear some music. Crazy. I'm feeling crazy right now. More with the schoolgirls after this. Don't go away.
Standing Room Only.
And you can't stop making skizophrenic.
right, we have the we're gonna do this the schoolgirls dream date program here, and oh, we have a caller. I didn't even announce the contest, but we have a caller. Let's put them on.
Hey, caller, you're on the air. Who is this?
Oh, yo, what up? This is Bass Rock. I'm calling from Bel Air Academy. I'm studying for finals here. I'm
just is that a real place?
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Academy,
tell us more, Bayron.
Cool.
Bayron, speak up, please.
Shout out to my homie, Dr. John Clay, the Wooden Leg. Keep it up, homie. Stay balanced.
Right, keep it real.
Thank the ladies.
Keep it fake. That's true. That's what we do.
Do you have any questions? Do you have any questions for the schoolgirls? You know they're guys, right?
Well, we're all guys in the eyes of the Lord. But,
this guy's awesome.
Seriously.
Hey, man, how
are
you, brother?
You take an asymptotic line and extend it outward, multiplied by perpetual bigness.
It sounds like you're going to grow up to be a big man.
What do you get?
Are you a personal friend of God?
I think we're all friends of the Lord.
Awesome.
We're all naked, too.
We're all naked, too. I know we're all naked in this studio. Do you have any questions for the schoolgirls?
Yes. You take an asymptotic line and extend it outward, multiplied by perpetual bigness, the intensity of the ratio of the golden mean, taken by perpetual smallness up an anal gland, relocated.
That sounds like very good advice.
Whatever. I think you said anal gland.
Is that how you make your dick into a vagina?
No, I said super gland.
That's what Sunday school gets you.
Dude, thanks for calling in, man.
Banga banga.
Fuck yeah. Thanks for calling in, man. We get the quality callers here at the
definitely. It's all about
okay,
quality.
Cool. We're going to announce a little contest here, and then we're going to play some more schoolgirls. I got to ask you a question first. How'd you come up with the name Schoolgirls? What's up with that?
Because we like to hang out with schoolgirls.
There's a movie
in
the 70s. There's a movie from the 70s with Burt Lancaster called Schoolgirls, and it's a murder mystery where these high society older ladies start a porn magazine called Schoolgirls, and
old ladies in school. Yeah,
they have their daughters in school Catholic schoolgirl uniforms kind of doing these pornography.
It's a feel good movie.
It's a murder mystery.
Feel good movie.
If anyone's ever seen it,
I'm definitely going to check it out.
That's not really why we named the band. We spell it differently. It's S apostrophe C O L.
Not to be mixed up. Not spelled.
Just so you know, if you're going to look for us online or anything buy our music. You can buy our songs there on like iTunes and Amazon.com, the CD and things. It's spelled S'COOL.
What's your MySpace address?
It's myspace.com/schoolgirls, but spelled
S-C-O-O-L-G-I-R-L-S.
All right, and the schoolgirls. And we're going to do a little contest here, and then we're going to play some music. If you call in here to the studio, 213-252-0998, 213-252-0998, and make a charity bid here, the highest bid will get to take the schoolgirls out on a dream date in which you pay for yourself at the Beverly Hills Hotel. 213-252-0998.
But first we want to go to Del Taco, we'll have somebody deliver the Del Taco
to
the Beverly Hills Hotel.
You guys should
totally
go to a
ball
cage.
And we can eat it there in the polo lounge and then go for a swim in the pool where they have classical music playing and underneath the water when you dive in. It's fabulous.
Very, very relaxing. Cool. Very relaxing.
All right, so win a dream date with the schoolgirls.
Hello?
And
Gary Wagner, is that you on the phone?
I think they're answering. They're answering their cell phones on the air.
We have a new caller.
It's
yeah, but it's on your cell phone, so no one's going to hear it. All right, 213-252-0998.
So we're in Hollywood. So we have a song, Hollywood Nights, that you're going to play, isn't it?
Yeah.
Number 12. Yeah.
Yes, I will set it up for number 12.
It's a warm song about Hollywood.
This is a metal song about how groovy Hollywood is.
You'll probably get mad at me because.
Excellent, let's do it. Hollywood Nights, Schoolgirls. More after this. Woo. Don't change your internet dial.
T-minus 20 seconds and counting. 17 seconds and counting. Guidance internal. 15, 14, 13.
Hollywood Nights.
All right. Schoolgirls in the house. In the hizzah. So you got some stuff going on. You're playing where? With who? Where are you playing?
We are playing at Safari Sam's. April something.
It's April 28th, I believe.
20 something. For further details, you can check our MySpace page.
And that's myspace.com/schoolgirls with no H.
But the most exciting thing about this night, besides us playing, is that we'll be doing a couple of New York Dolls covers. And
excellent.
So will the other bands that will be playing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, New York Dolls night. Yeah, it's Safari Sam's. It's awesome.
As well, we'll be playing some of our own songs as well, too.
Safari Sam's is an awesome club. They have you can buy food there. They have two levels. You can go up in the balcony.
All ages.
All ages. You can throw stuff. You'll get thrown out, but you can throw stuff. You can buy food and alcohol and drugs in the back.
Yeah, and there's they've been catching girls.
They're cracking down on it.
On Saturday, no, it was Sundays
giving
and Mondays.
Blowjobs in the backstage
on the dance floor. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Oh my God! So yeah. What days should I go there?
When
we play.
Yeah.
However, we don't do drugs.
Yes, you don't. You do not do drugs. You're not even drinking tonight. So
no,
that's
absolutely
awesome.
Not. And although the thing is,
go ahead and do it all you want. I don't care. We just personally.
You're just doing your own thing
at the moment.
Yeah, you're just doing your own thing.
It's not easy being in the schoolgirls.
It's not easy being green.
We're not promoting the rock and roll lifestyle because we've lived it hard for a long time and it can be a dangerous thing.
Your party house was amazing. I went to your party house many times in Echo Park when I lived in Echo Park. Yeah. You came to my party house. You guys played. Didn't you guys play at my big blue house in Echo Park up on the hill?
We were probably so wasted. I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah, you did. Yeah.
Well, John's a raging party animal rock and roll guy.
Tamale guy was there. Chloe Savini came with a gun. That was the best party ever. Yeah.
I love Echo Park.
I miss Echo Park.
Echo Park's awesome.
West Hollywood makes you weird.
That's a real story, by the way. Chloe Savini showed up and she pulled out a gun.
That's awesome.
And people were like, I don't give a fuck who you are. It was pretty funny. Wow. She's like, oh yeah, and she pulled out a gun.
Yes.
I can get sued for that now. It happened though. It happened.
Let's play another track.
Let's do it.
Number this one's called Kitty Satellite, number 5, track 5.
Okay. Oh, before we do that though, you were in the LA Weekly?
Oh, yeah, the Lena Licaro of the Night Ranger column mentioned us as being nine ironic pop metal and turning in an incredibly tight set, and that was good to hear with all of the work that the schoolgirls have been doing lately and also in the studio, and we're releasing some new materials pretty soon. And
when's that coming out?
Well, hopefully it probably before summer, because we'd like to. We're talking about doing some tour dates.
We're in the studio recording new songs right now. So
fantastic.
Working hard. This next song, Kitty Satellite, was written about our number one fan, and she had all this stuff, pictures of us on MySpace. And then I met her and her mother, and she was 17.
You met her and her mother.
Yeah, her mother's a rock and roll mom. She takes wonderful photography.
Michelle.
Awesome. Michelle of Quiet Riot back in the day.
And
they have a little rock and roll
house behind the Whiskey.
Yeah, it's the same apartment building where like Motley Crue and the Runaways used to live in, right across the street from the Whiskey. You can jump off the roof into the pool. It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do that later tonight.
Anyways, this song is for her and the rock glam family.
A true schoolgirl.
And what's it called again one more time?
Kitty Satellite.
From the Schoolgirls. More after this.
I was completely mesmerized by you.
Nice piano. Who was doing the piano on that?
That was none other than Mr. Mike Garson of Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars band.
Really?
And all the songs you've heard tonight were produced. Some of them were produced by Cliff Magretta, and most of them. That last one was produced by J.J. Blair, who also worked with, Rod Stewart and Rage Against the Machine, things like that. And,
very nice.
And I also like to say thank you to the guitar player on that one, Nicky Panici. Rock and roll. Hey.
Rock and very roll. Cool. Very cool. I have another question for you. Have you guys ever had any like crazy fans, like any weird stalker fans?
Yeah. One brought pizza to my house in West Hollywood and, with a note on it for one of us. It was cute. 16. She kept coming to our shows with cameras and
she was 16.
Yeah, we
so she was a schoolgirl coming to school.
We
girls.
Took her in the leopard limo and cruised around to one of our gigs and things. And yeah. She took pictures of it. It was really
very nice.
She was a glitter kid.
We like to play it low.
A real glitter
low key,
kid.
That is.
Yeah, she was a true. Limo. She still is a true glitter kid and loyal fan.
Yeah, we Britney always look out for those who's glitter kids.
How can people get a hold of you? Do you have an email address?
Yeah, you can get a hold of us on our MySpace page.
That's the best way to get a hold of us.
Or there's another one, schoolgirls@hotmail.com without the H.
Oh, we have a caller.
Scoogrls.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Are you talking with the schoolgirls?
We are. Yeah. So are you going to enter our win a dream date with the schoolgirls contest?
Oh, definitely. They're my favorite band.
What is your bid for taking the schoolgirls out on a dream date that you pay for?
Wow. It would almost be $10,000.
$10,000.
Oh, I think we have a winner. What's your name?
Karen.
Okay, Karen. I think you've won the contest. We're out of time here,
yeah,
but I think you've won the contest.
Let's see how much that is with tax,
though. Yeah. Awesome
for me. Plus tax. So you get to take them to, where are you going first, Jack in the Box?
We're going to go to Del Taco.
Del Taco.
Then straight to the Beverly Hills Hotel for a swim and maybe stay there for a couple nights. I don't know. And we're just going to go with it.
All right, congratulations.
We'll call the Leopard Limo now.
Yeah.
Stay on the line, and our operators will take care of you.
Meeting you.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks.
Ooh.
Success.
We have a winner. What's the last song you guys want to play?
Glitter Kids. This is for the fans. The Glitter
all
Kids.
Right. Excellent. What track number is that?
The next one.
Oh, six.
Six, yeah.
Okay.
Glitter Kids.
Thank you for being on the show. It's been a great show.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was awesome. And you'll have to come back soon.
Mm-hmm.
And Kill Radio, go see their show at Safari Sam's on when?
April 28th. Yes.
All right.
Love you.
More info on our MySpace page.
Good Ooh, night, yeah. Radio Land. Another standing room only next week.
Glitter Kids.
Woohoo!
Rock and roll.